1 month ago, our family moved to a new home, about 15 to 20 minutes away from the home in which we lived for 13 years. It is not a new, brand new home. It's 20 years old, but it's new to us, and we are loving it. We are now living more out in the country. Yesterday afternoon, our doorbell rang, and I answered the door, and the cutest, sweetest little children were at the door with their father. He is our next door neighbor, but next door out in the country means that you pack the kids up, drive down your long driveway, drive over, and drive up our long driveway to come and meet us. Mom was still at home with the three youngest children, but there were five children at the door, and they were so cute. They are the first neighbors that we have met so far, and she made me a from scratch homemade lemon pound cake. And when I say she, I mean the nine-year-old daughter. She was so proud of herself. And let me tell you, that bread is so good. She handed me the bread, and they all came in, and I met them. One likes to bake, one likes ballet, one likes to play the piano. One of the boys is a scientist who built a lab in his basement. They are homeschooled. So sweet and precious. And I cannot tell you, they were here for about 10 minutes, maybe. I cannot tell you how much it meant to me. It was so kind. It meant so much to me to think that the mother obviously helped the nine-year-old daughter make the bread and wrap it in wax paper and twice in foil. Only moms would do that, okay? The father took his time to not just bring the one daughter over that made the bread, but bring five of his children over to meet us. That was so meaningful to us. I can't overstate it. And I'm sure that you agree that that was incredibly kind. It made my whole day. And I can't wait to return the favor and bring something to their family and get to know them better. I just want to remind us today, sometimes we feel a little insignificant. Maybe we think our life doesn't have a lot of purpose. Young mom, maybe you are at home with small children and you just don't feel like what you do right now is very important or noticed. You're very busy redoing the same things all day, cleaning up, picking up, feeding, reading books, wiping up messes, potty training, this kind of thing. Teacher, especially near the end of the school year, you're wondering as you're ready to get out and your students are ready to get out, is what I'm doing even mattering? Is this just crowd control that I'm doing here? Does it make a difference? And so many of us, possibly lady that lives alone, you come home from working your full-time job to an empty house, and possibly you have a pet, a cat, dog, but you wonder, is there purpose to my life? Does it really matter? I just want to encourage you, as I encourage myself so often, stay in the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Don't get far from the four Gospels. I probably say this everywhere I go. Read about what Jesus did when he was on earth. His life was an example of how we should live, how we should think, how we should treat people, what we should say, when we shouldn't speak, how we handle different types of people. There is so much in there about human relationships with how Jesus acted on earth. He came to save us. He came to die on the cross and rise again from the dead 3 days later so that we could be saved and go to heaven. But he stayed for 33 years to show us how to live here. to show us how to interact in every possible way, to show us how to handle earthly temptation, to show us how to forgive, to show us how to love. And your small act of kindness, even Jesus said this when he was on earth, your small act of kindness, like having a child bake a loaf of bread for a neighbor, that matters. Jesus said, if you even do the smallest thing, give a child a cup of water to drink, you're doing it for me. And that is why I say every week, we walk in love, loving God by loving others. The small things you're doing, my friend, today, did you take someone a gift to church yesterday? Did you smile at someone? Did you compliment them? Did you speak to a visitor that maybe felt awkward and didn't have anyone to sit with? Did you teach a Sunday school class? Did you encourage anyone at church yesterday? I'm guessing you did. And I'm guessing you probably do that every week. That matters. What you're doing matters. It's not about this one lifelong career or job you have to say, did I matter in the grand scheme of life? No, it's what you did today for someone else. Those are the things added together that make a purposeful, meaningful life. It's loving God by loving others, one small act of kindness at a time. Also yesterday, a fellow mom in our church, we have sons that are the same age, left me an audio message on my phone. I listened to it a few minutes later, and it was very encouraging. She was complimenting me on a few things and telling me nice things that she thought about me. And she took the time to actually say it and send it. It meant a lot to me. It made my whole day. And I thought about the things that she said. That took her about 3 minutes to send off things that she had been thinking. Cost $0. It did not, she could have sent that from anywhere, in her car, anywhere. And it mattered to me. It made my day. It encouraged me. Also yesterday, my third grade teacher, we still write each other Christmas cards, called me just for 2 minutes to say, listen, I found out you were speaking out of town, and I just want you to know where you're going. My granddaughter is the pastor's wife. And we were laughing about what a small world it was. I haven't talked to her in a few years, and I love her to death. But just the fact that she would call me to let me know that and encourage me, I loved it. Now, I'll tell you the truth. Usually, I don't have three things like that happen on the same day. Sometimes one thing like that will happen in a month. These little unexpected kindnesses. But I was amazed by how much it changed me, how much it helped me, how much it encouraged me. None of it really cost much time or any and much money, if any. But it made a big difference in my life. So this week, every single day, we can think of something to do in 5 minutes. Send a text, send an audio voice message, take a neighbor something, have our child take a neighbor something, be kind to someone at the store, encourage someone at church. I like to leave a few blank note cards and envelopes in my Bible. So if I'm sitting in church and I think of something by seeing someone, I scrawl them out a quick message and hand it to them at the end of the service. It's just a small way to plan to encourage someone. So let's keep going. What you're doing matters. You matter. And you're doing a great job. If every single day you encourage someone, including your own child, your own spouse, you're doing it for Jesus and it counts. And that leads to a very purposeful, successful life, day after day lived that way. I'm very proud of you. I love you, friends, and I just want you to know you're doing a great job. Have a great week. Let's walk in love. We love God by loving others.